Hello.
Hola.
Bonjour.
Hey there.
Hello.
Hi.
Greetings.
Salutations.
Howdy.
We're from Govins Elementary School.
You're listening to What Happens Next.
What Happens Next utilizes stories by various authors to give children ages 6 to 12 a chance to expand their imaginations and improve their reading, writing, and communication skills. Each week, the participants are read the beginning of a story and are then given time to imagine and then write their own endings, which are then recorded for this program. First, you will hear the story beginning, and then each child's version of the ending.
And now for this week's story.
A Greener Playground. During recess one day, Harley notices that there is so much trash on the playground at her school. Plastic water bottles, chip bags, and candy wrappers litter the ground. She wonders why all of this garbage is here. Why don't people just throw their trash away? Harley then looks around and notices only one garbage can and no recycling bins on the whole field. She wonders what she could do to help keep the area where her and her friends play more clean. What happens next?
Hi, my name is Talia, and this is the ending to the story. So, one day, Harley was walking outside, and she said, "Oh, okay, I can come up with a plan." So, after school, she went home and decided to come up with a plan. She said, "The only thing they decide to do is eat candy, eat chips, and play games." So, she came back to the school and decided, if everybody cleans up, they can get tickets to go to an arcade and get free snacks. But the thing about it was, her mom did not approve. Until one day, the school became cleaner. She started giving out tickets behind her mom's back. But one day, her mom approved. She kept persevere, and they had a whole new school by the end of the year. At fifth grade, she was promoted to the best helper and teacher's choice. After she got promoted, she decided to go on helping the world. She became a geologist, she was a scientist, and even helped up with communities. So, in the end, Harley got what she wanted, but she had to persevere.
Hi, my name is Aubrey, and this is the ending to Harley Trying to Help the World. Harley was a great student. Her teachers wanted her to pick up the trash. She thought one day, "Oh, there's a lot of trash near the school." So, since she knew that there were a lot of trash near the school, she wanted to pick it up. Everybody was playing outside that day. That was a sunny day. She had a bunch of chocolate bars in her locker. Then she wondered, "Oh, I can probably give people chocolate bars if they pick up the trash." So she said, "Free chocolate bars, free chocolate bars if you pick up the trash." And everybody ran over there and started picking up trash as fast as possible. Then everybody got a chocolate bar, and they started to cheer for her. "Go Harley! Go Harley! Go Harley!" And all of them became friends. Some people that Harley did not even know. Some teachers that Harley didn't want to know. That she thought was mean but was really nice. Some parents that Harley really wanted to know. And a lot of people that Harley wanted to know. They all knew Harley very well because she was trying to help out the community. Then, one day, she became on a TV show called Harley and Barley. and that was her sister. Her sister wanted to help out with the trash too. And they also wanted to help people who didn't even have a lot, who didn't have a lot of computers or books or houses or food. She wanted to help out people. She gave homeless people houses, and she gave people who really wanted pets. She really helped out a lot of kids. That's the ending to my story, and I have magic clay.
Hi, my name is Cindy, and this is the ending to Harley and her friends Save the Playground. One day, Harley decides to make her own company to help clean up the trash on the playground at her school. She asked her friends for help, so then they decided to have meetings on Thursdays at Paige's house. Paige's house was the biggest, so it seemed like a good idea. They sat in a circle on the floor, then talked about how they could get rid of the trash on the playground. Cindy said they should get more trash cans and recycling bins. They all agreed on the idea. The next day, they went to the playground and told the teacher that they needed to get more trash cans or recycling bins for the playground. The friends went to the store and brought trash cans and recycling bins for the playground the next day.
Hi, my name is Gabrielle Sutherland, and this is my ending to Harley versus the Trash Monster. As she is brainstorming, the plastic bags and cans start forming into a monster. Harley doesn't notice the trash monster until it roars. Its breath smells like wet paper and fish scales. Harley yelps and runs underneath the slide. The trash monster yells, "Me, Trashy!" Trashy sniffs the ground and marches off in the direction of the swing set. Harley sighs and crawls out from underneath the slide. She runs over to a nearby tree and climbs it quickly. From her perch on a branch, she can see Trashy chasing a few kindergartners. She jumps down and runs toward Trashy. She yells, "Hey, Trashy, come and get me!" The monster turns around and roars in Harley's face. She gags and slaps him. Trashy yells and stomps off. She runs after him, taunting him. He picks up a stick and runs after her. Trashy grabs the girl and shakes her with his massive paws. She jumps out of his grasp and ties the rope on his ankle. She drags him out of the playground. She takes him into the science classroom. Today she was learning about litter and recycling. There are two trash cans there, one for the landfill and one for recycling. Slowly, she sorts out the trash from the recyclable items. It takes a while, but finally, Harley is done. "Yes!" she whoops for joy. She finds an old trash can and writes the word "recycling" on it. She drags it outside. Now there will be less trash on the field. Yay! The end.
This episode of What Happens Next was produced and written by Katie Kazmierski and created by John DeVecca. All stories and productions are property of WLOI, What Happens Next, and the Baltimore Community Radio Coalition. No reproduction is permitted without written consent. For more information on What Happens Next, visit WLOI.org. If you want your child to participate in What Happens Next, email WLOI@loyola.edu or call 410-617-5349. What Happens Next is supported by Shenanigans Toy Shop, located in the Windhurst Avenue Shopping Center on Lauderdale Avenue in Northern Baltimore. Thanks for listening.